Good evening to everybody. Parshas Ba'alos, of course, is chock-full of halachos and mitzvot. Among the mitzvot that are critical and crucial to discuss is the mitzvah of the chatzotzer, the blowing of the trumpet. The psukim seem to indicate in the parsha that there were two or three times throughout the course of the year when the chatzotzer were blown. The first is regularly and daily. The chatzotzer were blown in order and at the time and at the moment that karbanos were brought. They're also brought on Yom Tovim and Shabbatos, and during those times when the karbanos were brought, the chatzotzot were blown. They're also blown on a Shas Mochamed, a time of war, and the chatzotzot were also blown when Klal Yisrael would have to move and would travel from place to place. But of course the question is, what was the purpose of the chatzotzot? Why, indeed, did we require chatzotzot? What was the purpose of the trumpets? Why during karbanos? Why when during Shas Mochama, why on Yantif, why in Rosh Chodesh, and of course, why when Klal Yisrael travel. Sefer Chinuch, in Parshas Balosta, Mitzvah Shin Pei Dalet, comments that the purpose of the Chatzotzos was because when a carbon was offered, it required a tremendous amount of machshava, it required proper concentration. And when concentration is required, Klal Yisrael and people have the tendency to fall off, and they won't have the proper kavana. And indeed, the Sefer Chinuch writes, Adam Yosu Bal Chomer, since a human being is a physical human being, a physical person, Tzarech Yisorus Gadol El Advarm requires tremendous amount of concentration for the requirement to offer carbon properly. Ki Hatevam Mibli Neir Yamu Kiyashan, when we are not awoken and when we stand still, we are unable to properly focus our attention on godly things. And there is nothing that inspires or draws a human being to avodas Hashem like the sound and like a song and of a nigun. Yadua Hadavar says the Sefer Achinuch, v'chol shekein kol achatzotzos, and certainly lechatzotzos, which was a loud, crisp sound, the kol klinigun, the loudest, strongest, most effective sound was that of the chatzotzot, and therefore, as a result, that's the purpose and that's the reason that the chatzotzot were blown. What emerges from the explanation of the Sefer Chinuch, of course, is this beautiful language that there's nothing that awakens a man like kolos hanigon, like the sound of a tune of a song. Of course, this speaks to the importance and the significance of song in our avodas Hashem, our service of God. Well known are the comments of the Degra, quoted by his outstanding disciple, Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov, in his introduction to the Sefer Pasal Shulchan on the Halachos of Eretz Yisrael, that the Gra commented to his student that besides and second to Talmud Torah, the next closest way to connect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is through a nigun, through music. The ability and the spiritual strength that a nigun, that a song, that a tune has the ability to connect one to God in such an extraordinary way that only Torah trumps it in any way whatsoever. Of course, following Kriyas Yamsuf, after Klal Yisrael saw and witnessed the greatest of miracles, the splitting of the sea, immediately we emerge in Shira, in Kolos, in Renanim, and certainly again, there is that significance and that recognition that the sound of Shira and the ability to sing and the reaction of Shira after Kriyas Yamsuf was specifically the way that we're able to hone and focus our attention to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a more significant way as well. Of course, all of Sefer Tehillim, written by David HaMelech, which was the most emotional way that David HaMelech was able to connect to his Creator, to Kadosh Baruch Hu, in times of Simcha, in times of Tzar, at high moments, at low moments, one of the most moving expressions that we have today to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And you'll note throughout Tehillim, David notes and indicates that he used nigunim, and he used song, and he used instruments in order to create that connection between him and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. For example, you see Lam Netzeach Al HaShminis, Lam Netzeach Al HaAser. There were songs that were sung on the 8th lir, on the 10th lir, Al HaUgav, Al HaKinor. David HaMelech always used different nigunim, and of course specifically instruments, in order to express what wanted to be expressed. Rav Matasyahu Salman, the distinguished Mashkiach of the Likud Yeshiva Beis Meresh Kavoah, notes that clearly David HaMelech, when he wrote the Tehillim and indicated which of the specific instruments were used, is telling us that in order to appreciate each and every single Tehillim, it's only with that instrument. Of course, we've lost the Masorah the tradition as to what the navel is, what the kinor is, what the shminis is, what the asar is. We don't have those instruments. And were we to have those instruments, the significance of Tehillim today would be that much more. And the fact that we don't have those only limits our ability to appreciate, to understand each one of the Tehillos, the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We could only imagine that how David HaMelech was able to connect the Kadosh Baruch Hu using those instruments and using those tunes that he sang was so significant, so meaningful, that he had to pin each of these Tehillim to a particular instrument, and that, unfortunately, is missing from us today. Based on this background and appreciating song, music, instruments, based upon the Sefer Chinuch's understanding of Chatzot, so the Gros comment of the closeness of Shira and Rav Matasyahu Salman's understanding of Tehillim and the instruments that were used along with Tehillim, we could readily appreciate what the Gemara says in Masechet Sota, Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, and now which the Gemara says in Gittin, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that following the abolishment of the Sanhedrin, Achar Shnisbat Ba Sanhedrin, there was an institution that there should be no more music sung, no more instruments are to be used. And the Yerushalmi there in Masechet Sanhedrin explains the Pshat in the Mishnah and the Gemara in Sota, Daf Mem Ches, and says that up until that point, the Sanhedrin had the ability to limit and to curb and to use music and the lyrics that were used properly and appropriately. That was the koach of Sanhedrin. Amongst many kofos, is that they're able to channel song and emotion in a particular way that should be focused on the Kadosh Baruch Hu. However, once the Sanhedrin was abolished and no longer sat, we no longer had the ability to use music the appropriate way. And it was at that moment, once the Sanhedrin was abolished, that song became limited. And at that point, halachically, Sanhedrin created a zera, a bittul of the playing of instruments. That's not the only place where you see that. Post-destruction of the Beis HaMikdash from the time of the Churban, the Gemara says, in Gittin of Zion, I am Raf, Milalan, the Zimra, Asura, from where we know that singing songs and playing instruments is prohibited. And the Gemara posits that both singing bepet with one's mouth as well as using an instrument, both of those are awesome. Clearly the power, the significance of music is so strong and is so great that once Sanhedrin were no longer around, and once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and it was Bechurbana, we are no longer able to appreciate and to connect with music, because music has an ability to make one happy. It elevates one. And once the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and the Churban existed, at that point it became usher to listen to music and to play music. Of course, this evening, what we have to discuss is how this halacha is going to play itself out. Gemara says that one shouldn't play music anymore. Gemara says that one shouldn't listen to music anymore. Now, with an instrument, etc., how are we able to relate to this halacha? How do we handle this halacha? And indeed, it's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Kuf Samech that is Hilchos Tisha B'Av, and in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, the Tur quotes a basic machlokas rishonim between Rashi, Tosos, and the Rambam as to how to understand this Gemara. Rashi cites this Gemara and comments on this Gemara, of course, and understands that it's not prohibited to play music or to listen to music unless you're in Beis Mishnos, unless you're in the house of drinking, you're in a wine home or a wine house, a bar, and those types of places. That's when music is prohibited to listen to or to play an instrument post the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. That's Rashi's understanding of the Gemara. So, of course, according to Rashi, outside of the Beis HaMishnah, once you're outside of the home of wine, the place of wine, the institution of wine, where wine is drunk, it's absolutely permitted. Rashi was specifically limiting music in a Beis HaMishnah post the Churban. Rashi understands the Psukim that the Gemara quotes as being the reason, because the Psukim seems to indicate that wine is only prohibited to be drunk along with music, but once you're outside of the Beis HaMishnah, it's going to be permitted. Tosos agrees with the opinion of Rashi and only adds that you are prohibited to listen to music regularly, even outside of the Beis HaMishnah, but only if you always do it. If that's the way you live your life, if you're always listening to music and you're always involved in music. So if that's what you are doing, once you're in a situation and you are outside of the Beis HaMishnah, if you're ragil b'kach, if you always do it, and those folks that, like the kings and queens, they wake up with music, they go to sleep with music, if they're accustomed to always using music, playing musical instruments, it's going to be prohibited even outside of the Beis HaMishnah. Finally, the opinion of the Rambam that the Torah quotes in two places, the Rambam in Hilchos Tainis, as well as the Rambam in a tshuva and in a letter, note that it's absolutely positively prohibited in all situations. The Rambam is the most severe, the most machmir position, more than Rashi, more than Tosos, that it's going to be prohibited across the board. How do we paskin? three-way machlokas, Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rambam. Rashi says that it's only prohibited to play music and to listen to music in a Beis HaMishnah. Tosfos says it's only prohibited outside of a Beis HaMishnah if you're always doing it, if you wake up with music and go to sleep with music. And the Rambam seems to posit that's prohibited across the board. If you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says in Siman Tav Kuf Samech, Siv Gimel, that the Mechaber Paskin is basically like the opinion of the Rambam. That's what it sounds like. The Chen Gazru Shlo Linagin Beklei Shir. There was a Gzeira decree not to play music. The Chol Minei Zemer V'Chol Mashmiya Kol Shal Shir L'Samechem V'Oser L'Shama Mipnei Achurban. Once the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash existed, at that moment it became a Gzeira, a decree to no longer listen to music or to play music anymore. V'Afilu Shir B'Peh Alayayin Asura, says the Rambam. Even singing with your mouth without wine is us. As the Pasuk says, Bashir lo yishtu yayin, with song, you should not drink wine. So the approach of the Mechaber, based upon the Rambam, is that it's us across the board to listen to music. The Rama, in a gloss on the Shulchan Aruch, quotes the opinion of Tosfos and says, Yeshomer, Davka Misha Ragulam, only one who is accustomed to always playing music and listening to music, Kagona Malachim, like the kings, Shom de Mishochim Beklashir. They wake up to instruments, go to sleep with their instruments, O Bebeis HaMishta. The Rama significantly limits the Chomer HaEsser based upon the opinion of Tosfos that we quoted, and he understands that music, playing music and listening to music, Bizman Hazeh, post the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, is only for a person who wakes up with music or sleeps to music. He's regular with music or is in the Beis HaMishta. So the Rama paskins like Rashi and like Tosfos, the Mechaber paskins like the Rambam. So the Rambam is the severe approach, it's the Machmir opinion, and of course that seems to be the approach that many of the Mefarshei HaShulchan Aruch take as well. The Bach commenting on the Tur, the Magen Avraham commenting on the Shulchan Aruch, both posit that the halacha as written by the Mechaber based upon the Rambam is the proper approach to take, and music is basically prohibited bizman hazeh. If you're listening to music, playing music, and singing songs, it's going to be usher across the board. That's the approach of the Rambam, that's the approach of the Mechaber, that's the approach of the Bach, and that's the approach of the Magen Avraham. The Rosh Hashulchan takes a more mekula approach, based upon the Rama. The Rama only says it's usher if you're listening to music in a Beis HaMishnah, or if you wake up with music and go to sleep with music. And indeed, our Hashulchan seems to take a more limited approach. So this seems to be a significant and categorical machlokas, Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, based upon the machlokas, the Rambam and Rashi and Tosos, based upon the machlokas between the Mechaber and the Rama. And the question is, how do the contemporary halachic authorities, how do the poskeis Malenu posit in this halacha? Moshe Feinstein, Rigus Moshe, or Achaim, Chelak Aleph, Simen Kuf Samach Lav, is absolutely machmir. He takes the opinion of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and says, L'chatchila, one should be stringent, and one should not play musical instruments, listen to musical instruments, Bizman Hazeh, based upon the Takana, based upon the Gezerah of Chazal, post-Churban Beis HaMikdash. Indeed, the lion's share of contemporary poskim seem to posit like the Rambam and the Mechaber as well. Take a look in Rabbi Avadya Yosef's Tshuvos, Yechad Adas, Chelak Vav, Simen Lamed Aleph, Meshavet Alevi, Rav Rosner, and Chelak Vavsim, Samathes, all seem to take a pretty significantly severe opinion. Question is, we all are familiar that listening to music and playing musical instruments has become part and parcel of life today. And indeed, that's what we do. So, if Rav Moshe Feinstein is Machmir, Rav Yosef is Machmir, Rav Rosner is Machmir, how do we understand what we are doing today? And it's seemingly an anomaly because what we are doing in the minhag that has developed seems to be contrary to what psak is in halacha. The Tzitz Eliezer Blazer Waldenberg, in his Tshuvas and Chelek Tazvav, Simulam Megimel, is Melame Tzchus, and he expresses that the reason for the leniency today is based upon the opinion of the Rama. And those who are lenient to listen to concerts and to go to live music and to go to listen to all forms of music and to play music is based upon the opinion of the Rama. And the Rama seems to be basking based upon Rashi and Tosfos that it's only prohibited with Beis HaMishta, and it's only prohibited if one is in a situation that they wake up to music and go to sleep with music, that it becomes part of one's life. And indeed, that seems to be the approach that many take today. Indeed, that we listen to music, we play music, and it's become part of our life. Sister Lezer says this. Rav Rosner also suggests another potential reason for Kula, that we are Shvach HaDor, we're people who have a hard time. We are depressed, it's difficult, it's not easy to listen and to live without music, and therefore as a result, the gzera and the takana that Klal Yisrael was able to be omed on for dore doros is something that has sort of fallen away because of our difficulties and our challenges, and it's something that we need. Of course, the Mechaber concludes that even according to the opinion of the Rambam, Kfar Nagu Kol Yisrael Lomer Divrei Shiros V'Tishpachos Shel Hodav V'Zichron Chazdei Kadosh Baruch Hu Aliyayim. Certainly, when it comes to singing songs, and this could be another reason for leniency today as well, singing songs of praise and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and songs that bring out the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that absolutely is permitted. So therefore, today one could argue that listening to music falls under the category that even the Rambam and the Mechaber would permit, because we sing songs of praise and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, songs of chesed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, songs that allow us to gain a closer relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that inspire and uplift us, and that also would be reason to allow listening to music to Zman HaZeh. Finally, the Rambam also mentions that, of course, the Tzorach Mitzvah, if one is listening to music for the sake of a mitzvah, Kugon Bebeis Kasim Lekala, a simcha, like a katana, a bris milah, hakol shari, it's absolutely permitted. So we have a number of significant heterim. The fact that one is listening to music with Tzorach Mitzvah at an event, at a great event, Moshe Feinstein is true, that I just referred to earlier questions whether or not listening to music or having a band at a banquet or a fundraiser would fall into the category of Tzorach Mitzvah, but certainly a Chasam Mekala, a Shever Brachos, a Chasana, a Bar Mitzvah, and the like, and a Bris would all fall under the category of Heter Nizman HaZeh. And furthermore, of course, even according to the Mechaber, who bases his psak upon the Rambam, who's most machmir, if we're singing songs to raise our spirits and to uplift us, to connect us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shir v'tishbachu shal haldos v'zichron chadez v'dei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that also should be permitted. What about listening to songs on cassettes, on CDs, on MP3s, and the like, electronically? Is that any different, the fact that it's not live music? Would there be greater reason, l'hakel b'zman hazeh, if one is not listening to music live, not at a concert, or not at a like event where it's live? Rav Moshe Feinstein, the tshuva that I referred to, as well as the Shevet Alevi, and the same tshuva that I referred to, are both machmir. They don't see any reason to be mechalik to distinguish at all between a live concert and listening to music on a cassette, on a CD, electronically. They see no difference between mechalik. Indeed, the Chalkas Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Breish, his tshuva is chelik aleph, simon samach beis, is much, much more mechal, and he understands that listening to music live is significantly different than listening to it electronically. Moreover, he says that Gzeres Chazal, the decree, was only made on live music, and that's what Chazal had, and that's what they answered. But Chazal never answered listening to music in another circumstance, in another situation. So indeed, the Chalkas Yaakov takes much more and significantly lenient approach, and that again, it would be reason to explain our minute today, because most of the time when we're listening to music, it's listening into it electronically and not live. According to the Chalkas Yaakov, you have an added kula that listening to music on the radio, listening to music on the cassettes, CDs, MP3s, electronically, and the like, would absolutely be permitted. However, Moshe does make an important point that when it comes to the Sfiras Omer in the 3 weeks, when, strictly speaking, we don't find any isser to listen to music, because I'll talk about going to weddings and not being part of weddings, and we don't have weddings during the 3 weeks or during parts of the Sfiras Omer, but nowhere is it stated explicitly, not in Shas and not in the codes, not in the Rambam, not in the Shulchan Aruch, not in the Torah, that's also to listen to music. The strong custom has developed, Mishnah Berurah quotes it, based upon the Magen Aram, that we don't listen to music during these two time periods of the year, times of Avelus, times of Korban, times of mourning, times of destruction. However, Moshe Feinstein says, even though according to those who are Mekel, Rashi, Tosfos, and who are basing their Psak throughout the year upon the Ramadan, one is permitted to listen to music because it's not the base Mishnah, and you're not waking up and going to sleep with music, says the Moshe, certainly, during Sfiras Omer and during the 3 weeks, it's absolutely positively prohibited. There's no heter whatsoever, even though one cannot find a specific source for not listening to music during the 3 weeks or during the Sfiras Omer. Moshe Feinstein says the Isser exists because it's Usser all the time. And even though you're Mekel during the year because of the Ramah, nonetheless, when it comes to Sfiras Omer in the 3 weeks, one should be Mayachmer. Finally, some of the contemporary Sfarim, the Tshuva Sfarim, talk about playing a musical instrument, either for Parnaso or to learn. That is Mutter, is that Usser? So Tzitzit Eliezer is Mekel, certainly if it's for the sake of Parnaso, without a doubt. And certainly the common custom today is to learn a musical instrument. Many teach their children how to play a musical instrument. It's educational. It could potentially be for Parnaso. It could help one's mind. It could help one physically. And certainly, positively, it is mutter. So we do see something fascinating in halacha today, that the common custom seems to go against with the basic baseline halacha. While there's Xeris Chazal, post the destruction of Sanhedrin, post the destruction of the Beis Mikdash, not to listen to music, even though you find the Kula of Rashi and Tosos that it's only specifically Asur, the Beis HaMishteh, or B'Shachvacha U'Vikumecha, when you're waking up and going to sleep with music. Nonetheless, the Rambam takes a very Machmir position, the Mechaber takes a Machmir position, the Bach takes a Machmir position, the Magen Avraham takes a Machmir position, the Mishnah Berurah takes a Machmir position, the great Poskei Hador throughout the generations of Mesoras, Klal Yisrael, Halacha, have all been Machmir. How are we being Nekel, and how is the custom developed that we today are not as stringent as it seems to be based upon the basic Rishonim and the basic Gemara and the basic Pesach Halach and Shulchan Aruch, and it's better for that Rav Moshe himself is Machmir and says we should be Machmir, but it seems to be based upon the Tzitz Eliezer and Rav Osner and his Tshuvas, the Shevet HaLevi, that because we are who we are, we have a difficulty, we have a challenge, we're unable to step up to the plate, and we're unable to feel the Sorbach the way we should, that openly the Minig became to listen to it. Certainly there is room to be Mako, more so when it's not live. Of course, even according to the Mechaber, it's permitted to listen to music. If it's the first year, Shel Hodos, Zichron Chazek, Kadosh Baruch, if you're listening to music for the sake of thanksgiving and the Chesed of Hashem, and of course, Lutzarach Mitzvah, Chasnas, Bris Milas, Bar Mitzvahs, and the like, those are all permitted. Certainly what emerges from all of these sources is the significance of music, and that's the way we began. The Sefer Chinuch's understanding of Chatzotzot in this week's parasha. The Gra's understanding about the significance of music should allow us to appreciate the music that we do listen to. And should mean that music that's kadosh, it should mean music that's tar, because music has an extraordinarily captivating ability, and it has the ability to inspire or to destroy. Lyrics could be so beautiful, could be so touching, like Sefer Tehillah. Our lyrics can be so destructive with words that are so painful and so inappropriate and often vulgar. Let's take advantage of the beautiful gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us of Shira, Vizimra, Negina, Tof, Vinayim, Vichinor, and use musical instruments to inspire us and to allow us to grow in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to use music for proper things. We wait for the day, Amir Tashem, that we should be zocha to Levim, B'duchanam, B'shiram, that we listen to the sounds and the songs of the Levim in the base of Mikdash, the Meher of Yomeinu, Shibana Beis HaMikdash.